This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. On the occasion of National Youth Day tomorrow, the Prime Minister will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the youth will play an important role in making India a developed country by 2047. Addressing a convocation ceremony of IIMT University Meerut in Uttar Pradesh today, Mr. Singh said that the aspirations, dedication and thoughts of the youth will redefine India's identity on the global stage. The Defence Minister called upon the students to take inspiration from the life and ideals of Swami Vivekananda. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that there has been a sevenfold increase in the seizure of drugs in the last 10 years. He said the fight against drugs has gained new strength again under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Chairing the Regional Conference on Drug Trafficking and National Security in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said that drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of over the last 10 years. He added that the Narcotics Control Bureau and police across the country have taken action against drugs, which has strengthened the youth and society towards a drug-free future. The Home Minister has also called upon all states to collaborate with the central government in the fight against the drug menace. He also urged the states to promote the Manas helpline amongst their citizens. BJP has released its second list of 29 candidates for the Delhi Assembly elections today. Former MLA Kapil Mishra has been fielded from Kharawal Nagar, Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar and Priyanka Gautam, who recently joined BJP from Aam Aadmi Party, will contest from Kondli. Earlier, the party had released its first list of 29 candidates. Out of the total 70 assembly seats, the BJP has so far announced candidates for 58 seats. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party has created a disaster in Delhi over the last decade. He said during this period the whole country has progressed, but Delhi's development trajectory has declined. Addressing a gathering at the Jhuggi Basti Pradhan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah assured that after the formation of a BJP government in Delhi, no welfare schemes for the poor will be stopped. The BJP has claimed that according to the CAG report, the Delhi liquor scam has caused a revenue loss of over 2,000 crore rupees. Addressing media at party headquarters, senior party leader Anurag Thakur alleged that Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal is the kingpin of the liquor scam. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party leader Priyanka Kakkar refuted BJP's allegation and claimed that the leaked CAG report was fake. She said that no proof was found against Mr. Kejriwal in the alleged scam. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has written to the Chief Election Commissioner regarding allegations of irregularities in the voter list in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. In his letter, Mr. Kejriwal alleged that the BJP candidate from New Delhi is involved in getting fake votes. He urged the commission to lodge an FIR and action against BJP candidate. With the ongoing dense fog conditions, northwest India is expected to witness light rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm for the next 2 days. India Meteorological Department has forecast the possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India until tomorrow under the influence of a western disturbance. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen said that dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in northern states during early morning and night hours till the 14th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.